Hey guys, welcome to Netball Addict. This is your coach, Sarah Wall. We're here for week 6. Now the exercises today, if they are a bit confusing, if I'm not explaining them clearly enough, you can head to the Netfit Netball app to get the full demonstration. So to get started today, we just need a bit of a space, about 2 or 3 metres for the sprint. And our exercises are going to be on the spot. We're starting with a jump squat. We're going to be doing these stationary. After you do 10, you're going to be going into a sprint for 2 metres and walking back, and continue this for 1 minute. The next minute, we're just going to be going into our 30-second speed. So you're going to be sprinting up to that 2 metre mark and jog back. And it's pretty much just like a shuttle up and back for that 30 seconds. And I want you to pick up the ball and just do shoulder passes or chest passes against the wall for the 30 seconds. All right, so if you are getting into your starting position now, time will start the minute. We're going to start with our jump squats. Now, the tunes today are going to be the motivator. You just have to get the beat, get your jumps. You're going to go as low as you can to the ground and fire up. Just count yourself 10, and then you go into your sprint and come back, reset, and go again. All right, got this. Into your shuttles. 30 seconds of power, let's go. Now, why I added this in today is because this is where I want you to do the real huff and puff. I want you to be feeling like you're fatigued. I want you to be extremely exhausted by the time you put that ball in your hands. Halfway there. Okay, driving, turning hips and shoulders, you're running back, nice easy jog, but your sprint forward is explosive. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, picking up the ball and your shoulder passes or chest passes, away you go for 30 seconds. Great job. Pick a target on the wall slightly above where your shoulder height is and power it forward. Strong two-hand take on the way back. A couple more for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ball down. Okay, take yourself back to the starting position, 1 foot over, 2 feet back. So we're just gonna go 1 foot back and forward over a line. So you should have this little shuffle movement, 2 feet over the line, 2 feet back. Let's go. Keep your eyes up, pump your arms like you're running. All you need to do is count your 10 and then it's your sprint forward and jog back. Even walk back. I actually said that in the demo video, so make sure you do take advantage of that walk back if you need it. But make sure when you're going 1 foot, 1 foot, 2 feet, 2 feet, I want you to just think quick feet, over back, over back. Great job. And then into your sprint. Awesome work. You've only got 15 more seconds here. Give everything you've got because you know that's just the sprint shuffle coming up. Awesome work. You've got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 here. Great job. Okay, reset yourself. Now it's time for your sprint shuttles. Let's go. 30 seconds. Keep your eyes up. Turn your hips and shoulders. When you're doing these sprints, I always like to imagine I'm on the court, or imagine I've got my opponent on me, or put myself in a game sense situation where I feel like my movements are related to what I would move on the court. Keep going for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pick up the ball. This is your recovery, but it's still keeping that skill base high. You're going to be doing that one-handed shoulder pass, hitting the target on the wall in your mind where you want to hit that ball. And don't just tap it against the wall. Give it to it. Like, push that ball off your hand. Really strong pass. Remember, your passing power comes from your glutes, so it's that turn of your hips to make sure you just get that real follow through. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. Okay, back to your starting position. We're just going for 10 high knees, as high as you can. Let's go. Count it out. 3, two, one, into your sprint and walk or jog back and repeat another 10. Let's go. Awesome. 10 more seconds here. Okay, we're at 30 seconds. High knees, keep pumping. My knees are super simple, but they're really hard. We have 10 more seconds here. Let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and into your shuttle sprints. Okay, 30 seconds of power. Let's go. Up and back. Turn your hips, keep your eyes up, pump your arms. Keep your hands out ready to take a ball. Seconds, let's go. Come on, this is where you need to really push. If you feel like you're slowing down, put the foot down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Picking up that ball, and this is your recovery, getting into your passes. When I say recovery, it's making sure your skills are still on point. This is where you really can get your breath back. Seconds, and then we're going into a side step and jump. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Popping the ball down. Okay, going back to your starting position. Slight little knee bend. I want you to do a lateral side step and then power up for a jump. A little bit like a jump squat, but it's a side step. Huge, big side step into a jump. So 10 of those, count it out, and then you go into your sprint. Halfway, keep going, getting down nice and low, shoulders back, crab walk across and spring up. Awesome job, guys, keep it up. We're up 10 more seconds here. Give it everything you've got. Making that leap as high as your first one. 3, 2, 1, and into your shuttle sprints. Let's go. All out. You have 30 seconds. Let's go. Sweet. 10 seconds of your sprint to go. Keep it up. 3, 2, 1, and resting. Grab the ball and get into your passing. Great job, guys. We have 10 seconds here of this passing, and then we're going to go into the exercise called pogos. All right, keep going for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, hitting the baseline or hitting your starting point, and we're going to have straight arms, straight legs, and you're going to go for 10 jumps as high as you can without a knee bend. Let's go. Power should be your tips of your toes pushing yourself off the ground. Well done. Keep it up. 45 seconds to go. Seconds. Feels a bit strange. You kind of feel like you are on a pogo stick, but this is really explosive work, really great work for your calves and for your speed and all your also your takeoff. 15 seconds. Great job, guys. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, 30 seconds of sprint. You've got this. Let's go. Awesome job, guys. 10 more seconds here. Now this is where you need to push. You've got to give it everything you've got. I'm going to count you down for 5. Come on. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great effort. Awesome job picking up the ball and then hitting up against the wall. I want you this time to give that a little bit more extra power. Really making sure you hit that target of that one hand shoulder pass. Great job. Awesome job. 3, 2, 1, and popping the ball down. Okay, back to your starting position. Shoulders are back. You're going to be bending your knees, getting into a low squat, and it's fast feet for 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sprint. Great job. All right, and cruise back. Count to yourself. Make sure your shoulders are back. You're getting nice and low, but your feet are up. You're on the tip of your toes with your fast feet. Let's go. Great job. All right, you're halfway there. See if you can get another 2 in. Let's go. Keep it up, great job. You've only got 10 more seconds to go here. 5, 4, 3, 2, and hold it there. Okay, into your sprints. Let's go. These are only the final couple of more sprints coming up. You've got to give it everything you've got. Let's go. Keep hustling and done. Great job. Pick up the ball into your passing. Great job, guys. You are so close to the end of this quarter. Keep your eyes up. Really nail that pass. Pulling it in with strong hands. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, going back to your starting position. Second last exercise. This is the bound. Shoulders are back. You're going to leap laterally across. Hold for 2 seconds. Avoid that knee wobble. Power back with the bound. So it's kind of like a bound with a balance aspect to it. So you're going to do 10 of those into your sprint. Make sure you're holding that 2 seconds though. This is going to be really helpful when you get onto court, you get a ball on extension, and you've just got to maintain that balance, but also look after your body for injuries. So your VMO, your quads, your glutes, your hammies, they're all activating to look after that knee. 15 seconds to go. Make that takeoff sprint really powerful out of the exercise. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Into your shuttles. Let's go. Come on. Any more seconds. This is actually your last sprint of today's session. Halfway to go. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. Pick up the ball. Passing up against the wall. Burpees into your sprint. So getting 10 burpees in is going to be solid, and then after that you've got the sprint and you repeat until the minute is up. 3, 2, 1. Okay, reset yourself on your starting line. Let's get into your burpees. So leaping up, coming back down, arms take position, feet go out and come back in for a power up. Now you can do a sprawl, or you can do where your chest actually hits the ground. completely up to you. You might just aim to get 10 and that is it today, and that is fine, as long as you carry it through for that whole minute of this last quarter of netball. All right, we have 30 seconds on the clock to go. I want you to think you guys are up by one goal. What are you doing to play your role in this team? All you've got to do is finish these burpees and your team are proud of you. Keep it up, you've got 20 more seconds. Try and get these in, get one sprint in, or you can even try and get two lots of these burpees in. I'd actually love to hear from you to see how you go. 15 seconds. All right, 10 seconds to go. Come on, I know burpees is so hard. You guys are doing so well today. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That is 15 minutes. Congratulations, guys. You have played a quarter of netball. You've done it with working all the muscles in your body that probably need to be worked to play out a full game. So well done today. Well done on the whole challenge. We are here at 6 weeks. We're heading into our Back to Netball challenge coming up soon. So we cannot wait to carry you across to that. Thank you so much for all of your connection to NetFit and others in the community and the positivity you guys take from NetFit and probably share, and we love what you bring to us too. So thank you again, and I'm proud of each and every one of you, and all the best for your season ahead.